Well, good day to you everyone. This is Noor and welcome to today's video. Today we are going to continue with the Q&A section where you ask a question and I try my best to give you an honest and straightforward answer, right? I would like to remind you that if you have any question, you can leave it in the comment section on YouTube and in the review section if you are on a podcast, right? So today's question from Isabella. What's beautiful that you guys have really very, very unique and beautiful names. The question is this: Noor, what are the reasons that small business will fail? Well, I talked previously about this point, but today I'm going to answer this question as well. And I'm trying to go a little bit deeper because I understand that so many people are afraid to start a business because they are afraid to fail. So let's talk about few reasons why a small business fail. And it fails for few major reasons. Some of these reasons because of the entrepreneurs themselves, and some of these reasons because of the market. Okay, so let's first talk about the entrepreneurs themselves. Well, the first reason is that the entrepreneur actually did not listen to the market and they did not identify a product or a pain point that the market needs, right? Therefore, they just come up with a random product and they expect to make a sale. They don't have a product market fit, and in most scenario, they will fail. Okay. The second reason why small businesses fail because of the entrepreneur is that the entrepreneur is not consistent. All right. What do you mean by the entrepreneur is not consistent? The entrepreneur did not take the business seriously, which means that one day they do the business and then the other day they don't do the business. They don't have process and systems when it comes to building his business. They are irresponsible and they don't take it seriously. And that's why the business fail. The third reason why small business fail and because of the entrepreneur is that the entrepreneur does not have the execution skill in order to take their idea and make it into reality. Let me tell you why. When you start a business, you don't have a lot of resources in order to hire a lot of people. And the first small business you want to start is a business that relies on your strengths rather than your weaknesses. And some of these strengths need to be your managerial skills, right? You need to do things on time within a specific budget. If you don't have these skills, you are not going to be able to take your idea from theory and imagination and bring it into reality, because you don't know how to execute, right? And you don't have the resources, the money to bring someone and do the work for instead of you. Therefore, if you don't know how to market your product, if you are not willing to go on camera and present your product, if you are not willing to go and find different supplier and negotiate prices, if you are not good enough at communicating with other people and asking people to do what it is that you want, you are not going to succeed, okay? Now, these are the major things when it comes to entrepreneur. Now, let's talk a little bit about the market, okay? So, when you start a business, you are not the only person who offers the customer a product. There is a competition, right? And the competition might have more money than your business. And they might compete with your business on a price. And if they have a lot of resources, right, to build efficient infrastructure and market their product to your customer more efficiently and acquire a customer and then upsell and cross-sell the customer, they got the customer for life. While your business exhausts itself and runs out of money. And that's why you lose in business. You are out of money, right? You were not efficient enough when it comes to your market. And you do not understand your market, competition, and you do not know how to compete. And in business, it's unlike soccer. It's when you lose your money, it's a game over, okay? The second reason that you fail in the marketplace is because of timing, right? Say, for example, that you start a pizza store, right? And now, Corona happens just right now. Right? Once you open the store, Corona just happened, hits you, right? You have no other choice. you cannot continue your business. And you failed in business. The other aspect of timing is this. You come to the market and your idea is way too early for the market to understand. You are a genius. You are wonderful. You create a solution, but the customer does not understand, does not realize. It's way too early for the customer to try. And probably, at that stage, your product requires at least 5 years in order for the customer to adapt to that kind of environment so your product can become a part of the environment. Because as a small business, you cannot spend a lot of money on marketing in order to make the customer understand your product. It's a better strategy if you get a product that the customer already understands and you make it better and then you sell it to the same customer or a different customer, but the customer can understand the product, right? Or in some scenario, you come too late. The party is over. You come up with a product, but the market is flooded with the same product as your product, right? And then you don't make any profit because the market already saturated with your product. And then you don't become a brand and you become a commodity product and you compete on price. And when you compete on price, you don't make a lot of profit. And when you don't make a lot of profit, the business numbers don't make sense, right? Because if you don't make a lot of money, what's the point of starting a business? Go find a job is better, right? And that's why you exit and fail in business. So some reasons are because if the entrepreneur, and in my opinion, you as an entrepreneur should not allow these reasons to happen. For example, you need to be very responsible and consistent and have the mental toughness to start and keep going and continue with the business, right? You need to educate all the time about new stuff so you can have the execution skill and the knowledge about your market. You need to understand your competition. You need to understand your market. You need to understand your customer. So there is no excuse for you to fail when it comes to starting a business. On the other hand, you need to become a market player when it comes to your market, right? You need, for example, develop different ways of how you can understand your competition and how you can compete with your competition. Probably you can work with other businesses and cooperate together in order to outwin a specific competition, right? In some scenario, if you cannot establish a brand, probably you can change your business model and you can become a supplier to other brand, and then you can make yourself profitable, put yourself on your feet again, and then later on you can play the game again, right? So it really depends on how dynamic you are as an entrepreneur, right? If you are not dynamic, if you are pretty stiff, right? You have one idea and I want to do this idea, and if it fails, it fails. Then 99% of the time you are going to fail, because in most scenarios, an entrepreneur need to be pivot in order to make their idea work. And if they don't pivot, or if they are not dynamic or fluid enough, the idea will fail, my friend. And if the entrepreneur is lazy or not motivated or only make it for money, you will fail as well, okay? So I hope this answers your question. That's not an easy question, actually. All of these questions, guys, is not an easy question, because you might think that I fail just because I'm not good. No, you might be very good, but your timing is wrong, okay? You might be a strong entrepreneur, but you don't have enough money, and you will fail. You might be a strong entrepreneur with strong execution skill, right? But you don't have the right marketing knowledge or the right marketing stamina, or you don't have the right distribution channel to distribute your product or the right relationship, and you won't succeed. So don't take it personal in some scenario, and in some scenarios, take it personal. However, when you get into business, you expect to fail and you expect to win. You always expect that you are going to fail and you plan for the failing, right? You have a contingency plan, or you have the worst case scenario plan. And then you have a plan around that plan that if worst case scenario happened, I can fix it by doing 1, 2, 3, right? Contingency plan. Then you are right now actually trying to avoid mistakes. But mistakes will happen and failure will happen. What you can do is you can prepare. If things happen, how can you fix that thing and keep in the game, right? Stay in the game. The best thing that you want to do is, even if you fail, you want to, as fast as possible, to stand back on your feet and stay in the game. You don't want to fail so big that you cannot stand up. You cannot invest all of your money, and if you fail, it's a bye-bye, game over. No. Okay? That's going to be for today's video. And don't worry about failing. Business is going to fail, and that's fine. You always have strategy, and you always come back and you play again. All right? I will see you in the next video. Take care for now. This is Noor. Allah. Bye-bye.